Next item we have is consideration of individual appeals for crab licenses on the waiting list. Mr. Travelstaff.
32 appeals for you today. And in keeping with the previous format, we have, and for ease of presentation and nothing more, we've lumped appeals of a similar nature into groups.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you lead this time, because last month, as I tried to get in between both of us orchestrated, it got a little askew, so I'll sit back and let you take care of it.
Again, the appeals are only grouped in the various tables for ease of presentation. Within any one table, the conditions that exist for any one appellant can vary significantly from another in the same table. So, I mean, we don't want to have you believe that everyone is exactly identical just because they're listed in the same table. There are individual cases for each person. The first six appeals are on the basis of medical condition, a condition that prevented them from crabbing during the qualifying period of 2004 through 2007. In most cases, we are recommending a straight approval. In two cases, we are recommending conditional approval. Conditional approval means we believe the individual does or has experienced a medical condition that warrants approval, but has not substantiated that with any type of documentation from a medical doctor. And once they do that, then we would recommend full approval for those people. I'll go down the list as they are presented in the table. Lewis T. Whitaker, Jr., again, we're recommending approval there. James A. Jernigan, likewise approval. Beauregard Turner III. Here we're recommending denial, and that's because the evidence that we were provided, which was a statement from the doctor, is that he was ill in 2008, and that prevented him from crabbing. And, of course, that's outside of the qualifying period. There's no evidence that he was ill in 2004 to 2007. I'm not sure if he just didn't understand the qualifying period or what, but based on what he's presented, we would recommend denial there. The next two, James E. Furman Sr. and Johnny A. Booker, do seem to have medical conditions that would warrant approval, but there was no documentation provided. We're recommending conditional approval there. And then finally, Gladys Chatham, recommending approval there.
Okay. The ones for conditional approval and the problems that we're having with verifying the physician's information, has staff communicated with them, look, this is what's...
We have not yet.
No. But depending on what the commission does?
Yes.
Okay. Those first six that Mr. Travels did. I'm sorry, Dr. McConaughey, my fault.
Mr. Whitaker, is that a typo that says no supporting medical?
No, it is not, but I am personally aware of his medical condition. And the reason is he's a member of our advisory committee, and I have personal knowledge of his situation.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was treated equally.
There was another case where staff had personal knowledge of the condition, and you agreed with that.
And the staff's recommendation on the first six to do? Jack, what's staff's recommendation, first six?
On the first six?
That you mentioned. I know, but I want... Go ahead, Mr. Holland.
On Mr. Turner, you're doing deny, but if he has supporting medical information, you would approve.
Yes. But he didn't I didn't see anything in his documentation that where he said, you know, 2004 to 2007, I had such and such condition.
Is it staff's recommendation to allow the six that you mentioned to be approved under those conditions or denied under those conditions? Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendation, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion?
Should we put some type of timetable limit for them to be able to get the information back to staff?
What do you want, Mr. Travelstead?
They can't craft until they get it.
That's right.
They're
and they're, we send them a letter noting conditional approval. They're pretty quick in getting to their doctor and appropriate. Now, did I take Mr. Turner's case to be a conditional approval?
Dependent upon conditional upon the doctor revising his letter to indicate that he was ill during the years that would have required. That's the condition. Okay. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next list.
The next table lists individuals who apparently, based on the evidence that they provided, were engaged in crabbing, but either never reported their harvest to us, or if they did, we never got it. And so there are some differences person to person here that we're going to have to explain. Some of these people will be here.
Call them up as you see fit.
Okay. Let me start with William R. Davenport, Jr., William R. Davenport, III, and William S. Reynolds. That's looks like seven down. These three present similar cases, and we've recommended denial here, but in going back and looking at the prior record, there was a case that you approved that is identical to these, so we may have this wrong listed here. These are cases where the individuals have a hard crab pot license, a feeler pot license, and they only use the hard crab pot license to harvest Jimmy crabs to place in their peeler pot license. And so that's not a commercial part. It's not catch that's sold or bartered. And so it's not reported to us. There's no requirement to report it to us under current regulation. And so we would not expect to see any reports from them. So based on a prior decision of a similar case, you've set precedent, in my mind, you would have to approve these three.
Well, one thing we've done along these lines has been consistency, regardless of who it was, regardless of anything other than the circumstances. So if we have, I would strongly suggest that the commission, whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, that the commission allow them to have their license from a fundamental fairness perspective.
You want to take those three right now then? Because they're all... I would move then that we approve William R. Davenport, Junior, William R. Davenport, III, and William S. Reynolds.
Second. Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion?
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Schick. So they do have peeler pot licenses, and they have been active?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I figured you probably checked all that out, too, but I just wanted to clarify that.
They didn't have any peeler harvest, you know, then I would say otherwise.
Right. Okay.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, Mr. Travelstead.
Ray Twyford is the next. This is a case where we do have reports in tracking on hard crabs, but nothing in our records on peeler pots.
If their names are called and they want to be heard today, you expect them to come up?
Yes.
If your name is called... Mr. Twyford, do you understand that what we have on record is that we're going to approve your crab pot but deny your peeler pot?
Listen,
understand?
I understand.
Okay. Matters before the commission.
Move to approve crab pot license, not peeler pot.
Yep. I thought he said he accepted.
I got a couple things I'd like to say. Those peeler pot licenses and crab pot licenses, I bought them at my father's wish. I paid $5,000 for a peeler pot license and crab pot license. I bought it for my son to use. He's in college right now. He's coming home right now. He used it back in 2006 for two or three times to play with it. I really would like to have both if I could get them both. I don't know if I used the peeler pot license this year or not use it, but I used the crab pot license when he was home. He played with it a few times up Chincoteague Bay there for a while, but I purchased them with my dad's money when he passed away. I would like to get them if I could.
Go ahead. Mr. Bowden has a question.
What license have you denied on both sets?
No, approved for the crab pot.
Approving the crab pot.
Denied for the peeler pot. That's your use of that.
Denying the peeler pot.
But not the peeler pot.
Right. Keep in mind, this, again, we've said this every meeting, but it's not a permanent loss of the license. He's paid a lot of money for it, and at some point, when the resource recovers, he's going to get those licenses back. And we said 3 years in a row of the reaching the 200 million mark, and we've hit it 1 year now, so we're getting closer.
Mr. Robbins?
Well, just to follow up on Jack's comments, the basic problem we have is when you go back and look at the catch data for the last 3 or 4 years, the target catch was caught out of the top 250 licenses from the period 2004 to 2007. And we had over 1,000 active licenses, so we had to take action to put some of these licenses on a wait list. That's the dilemma we're in as a commission. But I think in this case, we're allowing the retention. Staff's recommending the approval of the crab pot license and denial of the peeler pot license is based on the fact that there were not any reported catches on the peeler pot license. I think that's an appropriate recommendation. So I would move to accept staff's recommendation.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Twyford, you're approved for the crab pot, the peeler pot. You'll wait till the stock gets back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your understanding. Mr. Withrow? Jack? You have approved?
Next one. Trying to read. Okay. This is a case where it says approved, but I think that was a mistake. It should be a denial. Again, we don't have any. He shows his own records of having harvested, but not copies of VMRC reports that he would have sent to us. So there's nothing in our files to indicate that he used the license.
Don't we have a similar one right now that we denied that's on appeal to the circuit court? It's the exact same circumstances?
Yes. There are two types of people left on this list. In fact, let me...
Please.
There are those who are showing evidence of having harvested crabs, whether it's a notepad that they keep at home or a calendar that they've written their harvest on, but they can't produce or they haven't produced the VMRC harvester that they file with us. And there's no evidence of those in our file. The other type of person, and for that first group, we're recommending denial. The second group are those who can show us copies of actual VMRC reports that appear to be legitimate, that for some reason or another, we never entered into the system. Now, I can't tell whether they sent them to us and we lost them or they never sent them to us. I can't tell. All I can tell you is they did actually use our form, and it's there, and it doesn't appear to be something that was filled out last week. It appears to be something that was completed in 06 or 07 or when. And in those cases, we're recommending approval. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt, if you will, and recommend approval.
Were any of these people who had their own notes no VMRC forms, but they had receipts from retailers. I see, like, on this first one here, he's claiming that he sold them to the seafood corner, but didn't report them. Does he have receipts from the seafood
corner? There are cases, yes, where they provide receipts.
And where we were approving those ones, weren't we?
Actually, no. No. The only ones that we've been approving are ones where they actually show that they completed the VMRC report. I mean, we had a case last month where, you know, an individual had multiple thousands of dollars worth of crabs that he sold that were never reported to this agency. You know, and just, again, sort of keeping with precedence, we recommended denial.
Okay. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just on this point, I think the intent of this provision for appeal was intended to allow us the opportunity to rectify reporting problems, recognizing that sometimes somebody might make a report and it may not be accurately reflected in the system, something to that effect. It was not, I don't think, to reinstate a license if somebody completely failed to report their catch. You know, we have requirements of the reporting system, and if somebody has totally failed to report over a period of time, and there's a four-year window here, and if there's been a complete failure to report, I would not think that that is a basis for appeal.
Mr. Bowden?
Picking up on Mr. Robbins' point, I get to probably with you. You know, we did this last year for all your conference. We didn't report. We didn't pull any permit because we considered it a separate violation. It was a violation of the mandatory reporting system. So somebody can prove they crashed and had a receipt. I don't think we could really deny their license, but they need to be put on probation for mandatory reporting because it's two separate offenses. It's basically exactly what we have to conquer. Got their stuff up to speed, and the only reason is you had the information. If you hadn't had the information, it may not have been attainable. In a case where somebody does have documentation that they landed, and the requirement to keep their license is they hadn't landed at least one time during that period. If they can prove they landed those crabs during that period, they should retain their license, but it should be put on mandatory reporting probation for 3 years, and all the records should be up to date if they have any problems. How I feel about it, because that's consistency with what we've done with the conference.
That would be a change in what you've done on these appeals in prior months.
Things change.
That's right. We've been on Mr. Withrow now for 15 minutes. Mr. Withrow. James E. Withrow here. He's not here, and his mother doesn't have standing if he's an adult. What's the motion on Mr. Withrow?
Move to deny.
Motion made by Mr. Tank to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
Anybody, any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? One no, Mr. Bowden. Next.
Glenn S. West is next. Again, this is a situation where he shows a calendar where he kept records of his seafood harvest. He claims that his mother was responsible for filling out his forms and never.
How old is he?
Graduated from high school in 1983.
Okay, he's over 18. Glenn S. West?
Yes, sir.
You come forward. Good afternoon, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, save to God.
I do.
What do you have to say about the reports not coming in?
I work with my father.
Uh-huh.
He's 82 years old.
Okay.
And my mother always kept my books, you know. You know, she always did everything, and ever since the mandatory reporting has been going on, she's been keeping, you know, all our mandatory reports going on. And last year, she had to go to Duke University for open heart surgery and everything, but she didn't know she was supposed to put the feelers on the report. And she always kept all of her books, did everything. And, I mean, it's just an honest mistake, because I've been peeler potting for 26 years. And my father, he's 82 years old. He's sitting right there. He's always helped me. And I mean, it's not that I'm, you know, not old enough to take care of my own thing, but she always took
care of the only problem is under the law, what I'm supposed to say is under the law, you're required to do that. You can't hold your mom accountable.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't knowledgeable. We didn't know we were supposed to do that.
I understand.
It was an honest mistake, and I always try to keep up with all our credit reports and everything. That's the only job I've ever had.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've never done anything else other than work on the water. But I mean, she always kept up books and paperwork straight, and she thought that she was doing everything she was supposed to do.
That was just for 1 year. What are we missing reports for?
But I've been billed by them 26 years.
So you never reported peeler crabs?
But my mom always kept the reports on. She didn't know she was supposed to put peelers on there. Ever since the mandatory reporting has been going on.
Do you have any reason why you think she wouldn't think to put peelers on there?
Well, she always put the hard crabs on there, like when we started and stuff like that. She was never told. And I mean, I'm just sorry. I mean, it was just a misunderstanding.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Dr. McConaughey.
I move to accept the staff's recommendation to deny.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Sorry, sir. Thank you. Next item.
Emmett E. Sanford. Again, we have no records of...
Emmett Sanford. Emmett Sanford. Emmett Sanford comes not. Pleasure of the commission.
Move to deny.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to deny. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. We skip Mr. Reynolds. We take care of him. Philip L. Evans is next. Again, this is a case where we do have actual reports from 06 that appear to be legitimate.
Staff recommendation is?
To approve.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Nathan Hill, Jr. Nathan Hill, can you come forward, sir?
Hill does show reports. I think we had him down as a deny.
You did?
Oh, okay. He has reports, but they're not for peeler crabs. They're for hard crabs.
Raise your right hand. Solemn swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
What's this?
You're right. He's right. I do see him.
What's staff recommendation?
This would be an approve.
Matters before the commission.
To approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Hill. You're approved.
Ricky Owens. Ricky W. Owens.
Ricky Owens.
Recommend approval.
Motion by the commission.
Approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Lewis T. Whitaker III.
You can remove him from that list. He was approved under the medical exception. This is the son. This is the son. Am I on the right page?
Yes, you are. Table 3, did not use license.
This is an individual who's been in college, I guess. And in all of these cases, these are individuals who admit they did not use the license. We have no reports that they used them. And for the most part, they're telling us reasons why they did not.
use them. Mr. Whitaker was in college at Virginia Tech.
What's staff recommendation?
Recommending denial.
Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Tankard, our second.
Second
by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Andrew R. Parks, Sr.
Here the father claims that he crabbed with his son, but we don't have any records of him actually, you know, showing any harvest.
Staff's recommendation?
To deny.
Mr. Bowden has a comment?
He definitely worked with his son because I saw him hundreds of times at the coconut. So I don't know why it wasn't included, but I can attest that he did work with his son. But you know, he looks like that. And he's not here to defend himself, so.
He will when he gets a letter if he wants to appeal. Staff recommendation is denial. Pleasure of the commission?
Move to deny.
Motion made by Mr. Lane is our second. Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Lester L. Tyler.
Recommending denial. Again, no reports indicating harvest.
Pleasure of the commission?
Move to deny.
Motion made by Mr. Schick is our second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Dwayne A. Daniels.
Again, indicates it
took. Come forward, sir.
Several years ago. Our recommendation is for denial.
Okay. Raise your right hand, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, said God. It says you had quit several years ago. Thought you could do your part to help replenish the crab population.
Actually, I was making oyster tanks and algae tanks and peeler tanks, and Vim's got some of them, actually, and waiting for the population to rebound. Last year, I purchased the tag and put pots overboard and determined that the crab population was rebounding, so I spent the winter building a boat and 300 crab pots, and I found out when I went to get my tag that I couldn't get it. I don't know why I wasn't notified when I bought this tag last year that wouldn't be any good this year. And basically, I can't be thrown out in the job market right now with the economy the way it is.
How long did you work for Vims, building cages?
Well, I built tanks for the Green Mary place down at the facility. I bought the peeler tank and equipment from Eagles Boatyard. And I'm trying to get a contract now with VMR or Vims in Newport News or something, but as you know, they're all frozen on anything coming out now, so basically the only thing I have to fall back on is these crab pots.
Staff President, recommendation to deny. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Robbins.
Can I ask Jack a question about this? We have some folks that have been engaged in directly in scientific research. I think Vims.
There were two cases.
Can you describe those? Was that where a waterman, rather than fishing, was engaged sort of full-time doing research?
There was an individual who was engaged in maintaining the Calno's Ray excluder nets up in the Great Wicomico that surrounded the oyster sanctuary up there. That was one example. Another was engaged in some type of research, finfish population research, I think. In both cases, you did approve their appeal.
Right. I guess in this case, if we're going to consider that type of basis for an appeal, it'd be helpful to have more evidence, I think, substantiating that argument. So I would think it might be appropriate to continue this to next month.
Let Mr. Daniels get some more information.
And, if you can present some documentation from Vims that you were engaged in work for them, we might be able to consider that at that point in time.
Okay.
We'll continue to next month.
That'd be my thinking.
The ideal thing you could have is a letter from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science outlining the duration of time that you worked, scope of work, what you were doing, and how it benefited the resources you were basically working with.
Well, actually, I'm in the process right now of building some experimental tanks for them.
Okay.
Hoping for an approval. I've talked to a new at Vims.
Okay.
And I'm a member of Eagle and all that kind of thing.
Good deal.
I just don't really feel like it's now that when I really need the crab pod license the most that I should be denied it because of, you know, trying to do my part to replenish.
Mr. Daniels, there's a lot of others the same way. That's the situation we're in, and we have to be consistent in how we've applied this law. I understand your point, but that's the position we're in.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Paul Seitz.
Paul K. Seitz is our first appeal based on military duty. He's been stationed in Guantanamo. He's been, I think he's on his fourth tour.
Well, you've got a motion to approve.
That's a legitimate basis.
Motion made by Mr. Fox, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries. Hope C. Evans.
Hope C. Evans is one of the cases where Hurricane Isabel inflicted substantial damage, not just on the gear. They lost the boat and the crab shedding house. And
motion made by Mr. Fox, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Mr. Travis said, what I'm showing are the remainders that are approved
or conditional.
Or conditionally approved. Okay, let's do this, if you don't mind. Frank Booth, Ronald Owens, Keith Chatham, Mark Miles, Stanley Williams, James N. Inslee, Glenn France. Those are all. What is staff recommendation there, Mr. Travelstead?
For those?
Yes.
Approval or conditional approval?
We haven't gotten to the conditional, but all the others are approval. Okay. What's pleasure?
Yes,
motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is Mr. Mark Neal. Is Mr. Mark Neal here? Mr. Travelstead, what's the recommendation of staff?
This is a case where he didn't use the license, but because his vessel broke down.
Okay.
And it cost him $10,000 to repair it. And he's just now able to afford to get back into the fishery.
It's a lot of money.
It's just the boat, but it's a lot of money. And we thought that was pretty substantial. Again, it's conditional approval because he hasn't shown any records to indicate that it actually cost $10,000.
Okay. But the staff recommendation is if he were to be able to substantiate that $10,000 in repair, that the commission should authorize his license. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's staff recommendation. Motion made by Mr. Tankard to accept staff recommendations. There's a second.
Second
by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thomas L. Walton, Jr.
The last two.
And Jonathan Holloway.
Quite frankly, I didn't know how to deal with the last two. These are cases where father and son work together.
Are y'all here?
Jonathan Holloway.
Come forward, Mr. Holloway. Mr. Walton here. Come forward, please. Raise your right hands. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Mr. Travelstead.
Again, these are cases where fathers work with sons, and they didn't include the other listed as a helper.
I have my 1099.
Go ahead.
Where I was paid by my father 1099s. I mean, I can send copies of that. Which is easier for him, for us to work together.
Jonathan Holloway.
To work together and have just one check at the end of the week, and we just split it up. And when he filled out the reports, he put them on his verified license. So, and I don't think they were all put online as well.
But, Mr. Walton, what's your story, sir?
I believe you have a letter from me and my father.
But I need it on the record.
After Hurricane Isabel, we decided to combine our effort to work together. Everything was reported through his report. He failed to put my number. He sent in a letter, I believe, stating that I talked with Mr. Travelstead on how we can remedy that situation. I'd be willing to go back and amend any reports. It wouldn't change any harvest data. The harvest information would be the same. But
How would you amend them? Just split it in half?
Basically. I mean, that would be the only way. There wouldn't be any accurate way to go back to amend those reports. But if the commission sees fit, I've held a license since I was 8 years old, 31 years, and, I've worked on the water all my life. And story I know that you've heard many, many times before. We mainly do the feeler pots, and, we're getting into May, and question is, if we can't combine or if I can't get this license back, you know, it's going to be a tough time. And I know that's nothing that you haven't heard already. But.
Are y'all testifying under oath that you worked every day with your father, that they accurately basically provided the reports, and that there was no resource that was ever underreported or not reported? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
Every crab counted, just came in on one report. And every day you worked with your father.
And there should be records of the VMRC where I was boarded, and we were asked for our numbers. I don't know if that's readily available.
We've got your numbers right here, so apparently either they just pulled it off the database or they know that. Get any tickets in the interim?
Yes, sir. One a long, long, long time ago.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Tanker.
I move for conditional approval for both Mr. Walton and Mr. Holloway.
The condition being?
Data or let's see now. In the case of both, they have a letter from their partner, which is their father, saying that they were on board all the time, full time.
Second to the motion.
Yeah.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries. Guys, split your reports. Because you're not. Yes, sir, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. Just to follow up on the appeals process, we've been hearing appeals now for a number of months, and I think it's very reasonable to have a reasonable amount of time for people to compile information to substantiate their appeals. We have appeals that are brought on a medical basis that would require collecting medical information. We have appeals that are brought on a basis of missing reports or information. I think it's very appropriate to have a window of time to do that. But in this case, when we initially did it, we didn't have a deadline. And typically when there's an appeal of a controlled aid or license at the federal level, there's a 30-day window for appeal. We're now a number of months into this, and I would suggest that the commission at least consider deadlining the appeals process so that we're not hearing these appeals a year from now, because it appears that we still have a significant stream of appeals coming in on an action that was now taken months ago. And if the commission's open to that, I would suggest that we advertise to deadline the appeals process for the May meeting.
Deadline the appeals for the May meeting?
For the June
for the June meeting.
Yeah, advertise for May to
right.
Deadline for June.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to institute a deadline for these appeals on June, whatever the June meeting is.
Can you look? Hurting the June meeting.
Be hurting the June. Be the last.
Cut them off 2 weeks prior to that so we can do our
That's fine.
Search.
June 14th, June 13th, June 10th. What do you need?
2 weeks before whatever the June meeting is.
Okay. Motion made by Mr. Robin, seconded by Mr. Tankard, for a public hearing at the May meeting to set a deadline for June 9th, 2009 for these appeals. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Robbins.